Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for September 2015. We start, as always, with the Moon. The new moon occurs on the 13th of September, followed by the full moon on the 28th, so the best time to observe anything is in the middle weeks of the month when the moon is new. This month is a good time to look out for Earthshine, particularly when the moon is showing a small crescent phase. Earthshine is, as the name suggests, the reflection of the Earth's light reflecting off the dark part of the crescent moon. And you will need quite a dark location to see it, but it's well worth it and quite interesting. An extra treat this month, a total eclipse of the moon will be visible on the morning of the 28th of September, between around 2 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. BST. The moon should appear to turn a dark grey or even red. Now onto the planets. Venus is a bright morning object at the end of the month, best seen around 6 a.m. quite low in the east-southeast in the constellation of Leo. Mercury is not visible this month, but Jupiter is best seen at the end of the month in the east in the constellation of Leo at about 6 o'clock in the morning. As usual, when seen through a telescope or binoculars, look out for the four Galilean moons and some stripes around the planet's surface, if you're lucky. Saturn may still be seen in the evening around 9 o'clock, but it's getting quite low in the southwest in the constellation of Libra, the Scales. Finally, Mars, best seen at the end of the month around 6 a.m, and it's also quite low in the constellation of Leo in the east, and Mars is called the Red Planet because of the orange-coloured dust on the planet's surface. And as always, for the more confident, Uranus and Neptune may be found in the south in the constellations of Pisces and Aquarius, respectively, around midnight throughout the month. Now, there are no meteor showers of any note this month, but if you are looking at the sky, it's well worth keeping an eye open for any sporadic meteors. These are meteors that are random and not associated with any particular meteor shower. You may also see a large number of satellites of varying brightnesses crossing over the sky in every direction. Notably, look out for the International Space Station, or ISS. Details of these brighter satellites may be found on such websites as Heavens Above or NASA. A comet worth searching for in a medium telescope this month is Comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko, and that's easy for you to say, so we'll call it 67P. And it's just past its perihelion, or closest approach to the Sun. This is the comet that the probes Rosetta and Philae visited and are still sending data back to us. Check online or in an astronomy magazine for details of how to find it. Now, September is a good time for observing the Milky Way as it passes almost directly overhead. You should know Cassiopeia by now, the W shape of stars. Well, the Milky Way lies directly along and in the direction of this constellation, so it is easy to find. Whether the light pollution at your observation site is good enough to let you see the Milky Way is another question. However, on a nice bright night with little or no light pollution, the Milky Way is a magnificent sight. When you look at it, you are looking at the crowded centre of our galaxy. The Sun and the Earth are about two-thirds of the way out along a spiral arm from the centre of the galaxy, and so we get a magnificent view of most of the central mass stars that we call the Milky Way. Cygnus the Swan also lies along the line of the Milky Way, and so that provides another way of locating it. And the best time to look at the Milky Way is in the middle of the month when the moon is around new, as this cuts out the natural light pollution. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's it for today. Listen out next month for October's highlights. Bye for now.